Hey, welcome to the show. Oh man, guys, what is up? Today's Friday, was it January the 24th? Sorry if you're hearing like ruffling, that's the mic rubbing against my face. What's going on, everyone? Let's see, weekly shenanigans. So many. Well, I think I already talked about the job thing. Oh, what happened from there? Pretty much hung out. Worked out a few times. Got into some jiu-jitsu. Early morning stuff, it was fun. What else happened? Oh, so I might as well just get right into it. So, there's an issue going on with my bank and the leasing company that owns my vehicle, and they keep charging me regularly every month. But apparently they missed the month, and I'm not paying attention. They missed the month like in November. I'm not paying attention because they're charging me every month, and I don't care. So we get to fast forward. They hit me with another bill on the 22nd. It gets paid. Everybody's happy. And then boom. Right? I'm getting ready to go to work. I get out of work early. I got my son. Take my son in the house. Wife came in the house to take relieve me of duties. I was gonna head and go get my other two children from school and then drive to work. When I got outside, my car wasn't there. So I called the local tow truck company, and they told me they ain't have it. And if you know this tow truck company out here, it's called Classics. You know them. That's the first place you call them, but they ain't have it. So then I called the leasing company. The leasing company couldn't find nothing on file. Like, they couldn't find nothing on file for an hour. I went through two different people. The first person told them the story. They sent me out a customer representative. Would you think it would be the first last place? They sent me out a customer representative. Excuse me. Then they fucking tell me, oh, I told them the story. They put me on hold like three, four times looking at my file. They said they can't find anything. They're gonna send me the billing. I said, well, shouldn't you send me the billing the first fucking time, right? So they sent me over the billing. And I tell the fucking story all over again. This is the third time telling the story. Now it feels like I'm feeling like I'm being super repetitive. Now, why is this angering me? Because I talked to a gentleman on the 17th of the month, and we had a conversation about how, since there was an issue back in November, how I was going to pay that on Friday. Today's Friday. They came and took the car yesterday. Now, why did that happen? All right. Again, it's nothing I could do. I didn't even know that they had a problem with my bank. Whatever. So pretty much 2 months passed since that bill was ever paid. I ain't get nothing. I don't know that the bill never got paid. Whatever. I think they sent me one thing in the mail, but I thought that was just a statement. I was just like, whatever, you guys get paid every month. The money's always there. So, so I talked to a gentleman on the 17th. Sorry to backtrack real quick. Me and him talked because we've been playing phone tag on the damn phone. Because for some reason, if you have the wrong security question, email address, I got like seven fucking email addresses. And I gave him, I guess I kept giving him the wrong one. I gave him everything else right. Apparently, my birth certificate, my birthday, and the last four of my social and all that other stuff is right. But my email address disqualifies me from finishing the fucking phone call. So it cost us like, I don't know, we're playing back and forth trying to get in touch with each other. And when they was calling me, I'm at work. Whatever, right? So that happened. But the guy says, hey, yo, we're gonna, as long as you take care of it on Friday, it's gonna be fine. I said, okay, cool. They came and got it on Thursday. So I'm sitting there like, yo, I'm calling, like, yo, why would I do that? Didn't he put something on file? Nope. The guy never put the shit on file. This is why you need to get people's names and stuff. And as consumers, we just think it's being done on their side, like they're completing the task you ask them. Now you gotta hold these people accountable. You gotta get their names and stuff like that before you get off the phone with people, you know. So if they, of course, the wife wants to nah 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 nah. I told you, bitch. You should have just bought a car. Why did you lease one? Shut up. But you know, you don't want to tell her she's right though. I should have just downgraded to like a hoopty, a smaller hoopty, because I wanted a truck. That was the reason, and I end up freaking downgrade to this stupid ass car. I don't know what I was thinking about. I don't care if that shit, as long as that shit drives, yo. Next time I'm just buying a car. Not gonna be a big deal anymore. But here it goes, the domino effect. Because if I don't have a car, I can't get to my personal training sessions, and that's gonna be a problem. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But what are we gonna do? So I think I was fast forward. Oh, so then they tell me. So I say, hey. Finally get in touch with the guy. He goes, hey, yo, how much is gonna be for the car to get out of there? I just want to get my car out so I got things to do today. Well, it takes up to 24 to 72 hours for us to release the information to the yard or whoever, the people holding my vehicle. And then they're gonna send them the bill, and that's how I pay for it. And I go, what? Right? So it's gonna sit there for 24 hours to 72 hours. Now, the longer it's in the yard, the more money it's gonna cost me. Now, I've lived in the year 2020. I thought we had high speed internet. Shit, we got 5G. How in the flying fuck is that even possible? How is that even possible that you can't get a message across to each other in less than a few minutes? Right? Less than a few minutes. I could send an email and it will be at somebody else's desk right now. The email would just say, because I wanted to. And now I could send a text message. It'd be there right now. You telling me you guys can't communicate up to 24 to 72 hours? What in the flying fuck am I? What year am I living in? Hold on, the wife is calling. Okay, we're back. Yeah, so yeah, we're just talking about it just now. So the longer it sits there, the more money I'm gonna end up having to pay. And the funny thing is, I gotta send back this car anyway because it's about to be over the mileage anyway. Man, yo. I'm always having issues with fucking vehicles! My son's here. He's sleeping. He took a nap. Wife says that she don't know how the fuck I'm able to do that. Get the kid to take a nap. I was like, you know, it's just a different thing when daddy's home. You know, he just wants to cuddle. He wants to be slammed around, cuddle, and sleep. It's boys, right? But yeah, so that's what I'll be doing today. Trying to find that out, figure that out. What I'm going to do about that. It's crazy. Today's crazy. Today is crazy. But, this is Friday Shenanigans. Let's see what's going on in the world of the interweb before I let you guys go. Right? Before I let you guys go, Val just liked something. I was on her podcast. Check that out. It's going to be Reflections with Val. I was there with her. Some dude talking about, oh, that's the guy from Shark Tank talking about Khloe Kardashian firing him for his own good. What? I guess. Whatever. I don't want to stand in your way. That's what she said. Whatever. Also, you sucked and she wanted to get you out the way. It's taking too much problems. I don't know. I wasn't there. Epstein is alive. Pictures. It's up. let's see. I don't really see anything happening today on the local. I've been trying to get into things like stocks and stuff like that. Look, if you come from a background like I came from, learning stocks and shit is fucking difficult. I'm trying to learn it. I'm not sure if I'm trying to learn it for, I don't know my style. They got different styles. Like, I'm learning like swing traders, and then they're like day traders, and then there's like the Warren Buffett type, which is long-term traders, you know, for long leans, dividend styles, like, you know. That dividend sounds good, though. I ain't gonna say in front, yo. Sitting back and just letting money just accumulate in your bank account sounds delicious. That's what I need to be on. I'm trying to be on some shit like that. I just want to own a lot of shit. I'm okay. If it fails, fuck it. But I just start something else, you know? So, that's what I'm going to do. Trying to live up to that investor name, you know? If anyone ever has some side hustles, you let me know. I haven't been on there, but the real shit talkers at gmail.com is still up. We got some other cool stuff coming in. Bulletproof Fitness, we're always sponsored by bulletprooffitness.com. For all your workout needs. Hoodies, hats, shirts, bulletprooffitness.com. It's my company. Want to say thank you everyone for listening to me rant and vent. I'm gonna have to go take care of this shit today. Probably gonna come back on tomorrow with an update. All right, guys. I got I have to talk to you later. I am barbecued, please.